Roger, don't you think it's time we left for night school?
Oh, we got a few minutes.
But Roger, it's been 20 years since I've been in a classroom.
All you have to remember is listen for the bell. The first time the bell rings, you sit down. Second time the bell rings, you stand up. In between, that's the teacher's problem.
Oh, my goodness. But I'm going to be the oldest one there. You know they're going to laugh at me.
Look, you're the oldest one here, and you don't see us laughing.
Dee.
Roger, are you ready to go?
Yeah, just about, Mama.
Will you get all the credit you need for your diploma by the end of this year?
I hope so.
Hey, can't you just see it? Graduation day. There we are, Mama and I, marching down the aisle together.
Single file.
Dee.
Those are narrow aisles. Sorry.
Well, I think it's time for us to go, Mama. Yeah. So long, Dee.
So long.
And Dee, don't forget to do your homework.
I won't. And don't worry about school.
Oh, all right.
I mean, the teachers act tough sometimes. They yell and scream, but they're really harmless. The fact is, they aren't that much smarter than the students. They think they are, but they're really not. They're a lot like parents.
Now, let me tell you.
Mom, we're gonna be late.
Oh, all right. So this is it, Roger, huh? History 201.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got Miss Collins, my teacher.
Is that good or bad? And I am the oldest one here.
No, you're not. You just look it.
Hello, Roger. And this is your mother, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. She's taking your class in night school.
Wonderful. Welcome to my class.
Thank you.
If you'll excuse me, I have some paperwork to do. I'll be with you in a moment.
Certainly.
Collins again.
Oh, hello, Rerun. Roger told me you had to take this course again.
Yeah, I flunked it twice already because of her.
Hey, don't be getting my mother upset, Rerun. Mama, she's a good teacher.
No, she's not. And I'm gonna fail again. All she ever puts on a test are questions.
Roger, you sure?
It's fine, Mama, you're smart. You don't understand what's studying.
I just didn't get that.
Mama, you can do it. You don't ask much.
Roger, I think I'm all right now. You can go home. You can go home, Doc. And thanks for helping me register.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Oh, Mama, why don't you take my seat? That way you can see the board better.
Oh, excuse me.
Oops. Wait, Mama. I got a better idea, Mama. I got a better. Miss Collins?
Thank you, darling.
Can you see now?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
You got paper?
Oh, I have plenty of paper. Uh-huh. And I'll be home early here.
All right.
Goodbye, Roger.
All right. Now, how about pencils?
Oh, I've got pencils here, and I have them right here.
Okay. Yeah, Mama, remember to raise your hand if you have a question. If you have to go to, you know where.
All right, Roger. Goodbye now, here.
Mama, I want you to have the best first day of school ever. Because you're my mother, and I love you.
Nice, honey. Now, goodbye.
Okay.
This is my son.
Hey, Miss Collins, would you keep an eye on my mother? Go easy on her, because she hasn't studied in years.
Oh, then she and Rerun have a lot in common.
Miss Collins, he has a great sense of humor. You'll love her, Mother.
Good evening, class. My name is Miss Collins,
and this is History 201.
Frederick.
Sorry, but it's the only thing I remember from last semester.
Now, a lot of you think you know history. Well, nobody knows history. And this evening, we're going to find out just how much we don't know history. I'd like a volunteer. Mr. Miller, I believe I saw your hand.
No, I didn't raise my hand.
You didn't raise your hand? Well, I saw it. Would you stand up? Now, you think you know history. Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions. What was the first permanent English settlement in America?
I'm afraid I don't know.
Can anybody help Mr. Miller? Yes, Mrs. Thomas.
Jamestown, Virginia.
Right. And who was its leader?
Captain John Smith.
Good. And the Indian that saved his life?
Pocahontas.
Not bad. What year?
I believe it was 1607.
That's very good, Mrs. Thomas. Very good. How did you learn all this history?
Oh, I don't know. I just read some of my son's school books.
Well, with your knowledge, you hardly don't even need a teacher. What year was the Stamp Act?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Sure, what's the problem?
I don't understand these fractions. You see, it says, here, 4/4 make 1/2.
That's right.
But here it says that 2/2 make 1/2.
But they do. You see, 2/2 make 1... Well, I'll show you. Okay. Now, you got 4/4. 4.
Oh, I understand now. Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mama. How was school?
Oh, fine, Roger.
Did you make friends?
A few.
Did you get homework?
A little. And one of my new friends is coming over right now to help me with it. So would you clean up that mess?
Well, helping is all right, but I don't want anyone else doing your homework for you.
Yes, sir. Now, will you kindly go to bed?
Good night, Mama.
Good night.
Night.
Night. Go to bed.
Hello, Mabel.
Oh, how nice of you to come over, Todd. Come on in.
Thank you. Very nice of you to invite me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Come on, sit down.
Thank you.
I'll fix you some coffee.
Oh, don't go to any trouble now.
Oh, no trouble at all.
Oh, this book seems really hard.
Really hard.
Ah. Here's a sample quiz.
Sample quiz.
Ready?
I'm ready, Todd.
Oh, this one. This should be real easy for you. In 1620, who landed at Plymouth Rock?
The Plymouths.
No, the Pilgrims. Now, come on.
Oh, of course the Pilgrims, Todd. Of course the Pilgrims.
Boy, you know, an awful lot here to learn by December 1st.
Well, I figured I'd do it little by little, and then by the time Thanksgiving weekend is there, I'll just write my term paper then.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. I can come over a couple nights a week, and we can spend Thanksgiving weekend together writing our papers.
You know what? That sounds wonderful. We can help each other.
Exactly.
Oh.
There's my sister. Come to pick me up. She dropped me off, you know.
I see. Todd, why don't you ask her to come in?
No, it's late. Some other time, Mabel. Thanks, Ren. Bye-bye.
Okay, Todd, goodbye.
What a mess.
Hi, baby.
Hiya, sweet stuff.
Listen, how did it go?
Terrific. I think I'm finally going to get that diploma. You know what that means? A raise at work and we get married.
Oh, honey.
No, not here. Let's go.
You come in like a gentleman.
Hey.
Dwayne.
Hey, Rod, what's up, man?
Knock it off, will you?
Hi, Dwayne.
How you doing, Miss Thomas?
Mama, what's with all the food? Thanksgiving is next week.
Yeah, but this is for our cram session. Hey, we have a big test tomorrow, and we've got to study tonight.
Is that guy coming over here again? What's his name, Dud or something?
It's Todd. Yes, he is. And what have you got against him?
He's dumb. Well, he is. He comes over here twice a week, and he still doesn't know anything. You're doing all the work.
Well, it seems that way, but he really pitches in.
I wouldn't want to get hit by what he's pitching.
Wait. I'll get it. What's happening? It's you, Rerun. What's the matter?
Mama was hoping it was someone else.
Who?
Anybody else.
Now that's Todd.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Mrs. Mella.
Hello, Dee.
Hi.
Hey, well, what are we waiting for? Let's cram.
There goes cramming his face again.
Cut it off, Dee. I need food to feed my brain.
With the size of your brain, you could go a month on an island.
Oh, yeah?
And another week on a pit.
Hi, T.
Good night.
Good night.
Well,
maybe I think I better be going to.
Well, okay, Todd.
I really want to thank you for the cram session and all the help you've been these past weeks.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine.
Oh, and I really want to thank you for offering to write my term paper.
I offered to write your term paper.
Thanks again.
Oh, wait, Todd, I can't write your paper.
Why not? You're the smartest kid in the class.
Well, Todd, you flatter me, but that would be cheating.
Oh, no. No, you see, we'd be helping each other. We can learn from each other. I'll be able to get my diploma. Come on, what do you say?
Well, okay, Todd.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, and don't forget, you and your sister coming over here Thursday for Thanksgiving
dinner. No. I forgot to mention, you see, my sister's never free on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
No, she helps out downtown at the mission.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, my sister gives an awful lot of herself. You have no idea how much.
Well, then, I'll see you Thursday at 3, right?
You got it. Hi.
You got it, too.
Good morning, everybody. And isn't it a beautiful morning?
Mama, Roger's been dreaming about Lola Falana again.
For your information, I'm happy because tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
But today is school.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait a minute, Roger. Todd left his history books here last night.
Dumb.
Will you stop? Now, his name and address is inside, and if you drop it off for me, I'll appreciate it.
Oh, sure, Mom.
What's he bothering going to school for anyway?
Well, he has a civil service job, and he'll get a raise if he gets a diploma. And you know what? He's going to have Thanksgiving dinner with us.
Oh, that's nice, Mama.
Well, it'll be so nice to have him carve the turkey. I can see him now at the head of the table, just passing the food around.
Well, when it comes to dishing it out, told your man.
Young lady, it's Todd. And you respect your elders, you hear?
Okay, bye.
Bye now. And how about my sugar? Okay.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, honey.
Mama, you're really falling for this guy, aren't you?
Now, why would you say that?
Because you always iron my handkerchiefs.
Oh, yeah, but I'm a little behind in ironing now.
Then why did you iron my homework?
Oh, stop! Oh. I mean it, Rog. You better tell your mom.
Be quiet. Dee? Mama? They're not home.
You've got to tell her that guy's a phony.
Oh, he can't do that. She'd be hurt.
Better now than later.
Well, maybe Mr. Miller really does like Roger's mama.
Then why is he hanging out with that woman?
Maybe that's his sister.
And maybe I'm Cinderella.
Or maybe you're the pumpkin.
Look, just hold it.
I'm sorry, Rog. What do you have to say?
I have to say that I don't know what to say to you or to Mama. When she sees him, she's gonna ask him if he got his books from me. And he's gonna say no. Then she'll ask me why. And I either have to tell the lie or the truth. And I can't lie to my mama.
All right, out with the big lie.
Dee, why didn't you answer me when I called you?
Because that way I wouldn't be able to charge you a dollar for me to be quiet so mama doesn't find out what you don't want her to know.
See you later, guys.
Okay.
Now, young lady.
You don't have to give me a dollar. 50 cents is fine.
Look, Dee.
If you lay one hand on me, I'll tell Mama and report you to the Child Abuse Center, and they'll put your picture on 60 Minutes, and Mike Wallace will hate you until you die.
I'm not gonna hit you, and I'm not gonna give you a dollar. I need your help.
What's wrong?
When I went over to that dude Todd Miller's house to deliver his books, I saw him coming down the block carrying on with this foxy chick.
Carrying on?
Mm-hmm, carrying on.
Like what?
Like, hugging, kissing, giggling, touching.
Are you talking about getting it on?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were just good friends.
Mm-mm. Good friends don't whisper,
I love you, baby.
I love you, Tati.
How'd you hear them?
I ducked behind this car, and they were leaning against it. That dude is using Mama.
You mean just to get his high school diploma?
Mm-hmm. Now, what are we gonna do?
Let me think.
Well, think fast.
Got it. Mama must have his number somewhere.
Well, whose number?
You know, that guy Todd Mill must be under M.
And what are you gonna call him for?
Just trust me.
Dee.
Raj, believe me, I know what I'm doing. Here you go. It's ringing. Nope. Forks on the left, knives on the right. Don't you know anything?
Oh, dinner will be ready in just a few minutes. Well, look like we're all set. Thanks, kids.
Oh, you're welcome, Mom.
It must be Toxie.
Ah, Mr. Miller, come in, come in.
Hello, Roger. Hello, Dee.
Hi.
Come on in, come in.
He's in, Roger.
Ah, so he is. Sure follows directions, doesn't he?
Oh, Mabel, I brought you some cookies. for dessert.
Oh, how nice. Oh, Todd, you're so thoughtful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, thank you for the cookies, Miss Miller. Thank you.
Okay.
Why don't you sit over here?
Oh, and we got something for you, too.
Oh, really? What's that?
Your term paper for history.
Oh. Roger, Mama wrote it for you, Mr. Miller.
Oh, fantastic. How nice. George Washington before and after the Revolution. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Dee will hang on to this until after Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, no, it's all right. I'll take it now.
Don't be silly. You'll get stains on it. Eat your dinner first, and after you've eaten everything on your plate, and then you can have the paper.
Oh, that's okay with me. Shall I carve the turkey?
Turkey? We never have turkey for Thanksgiving. We always have our favorite meal.
Oh, really? What's that?
Cow's brains, chicken gizzards, and fish heads. Happy Thanksgiving!
I hope you enjoy it. I worked hard on it.
Oh, such happens that it's my favorite, too.
That's great, because we'd really be hurt if Mama was disappointed after fixing this and doing your term paper for you.
Disappointed? Me disappoint your mother? Right. No way. I can hardly wait. Just give me my share.
Great. You get it all. We get steaks.
Smells good. But aren't you lucky?
Now, Todd, will you lead the grace? Todd.
Hmm?
Grace.
Good Lord.
Ooh, so we ate every last drop of that stuff, huh?
He sure did, thanks to Rerun.
Thanks to me? Why thanks to me?
Well, he didn't want to insult Mama after she prepared the paper for him.
So what's that got to do with me?
It was called George Washington Before and After the Revolution.
That's the same title of the paper I wrote the first time I flunked history.
Right, and where is that paper now, Rerun?
I gave it to you as an example of the first F minus ever received in Miss Collins' class. Wait a minute. You gave it to Mr. Miller?
Uh-huh.
So he'll flunk, too?
Uh-huh.
And you won't feel bad about that?
Uh-uh.
All right. Did he eat all the cow's brains, fish heads, and gizzards?
Yeah.
What a lucky guy.